A key part of the defense's argument is that the McDonnells couldn't have conspired because their marriage was in shambles, and Maureen had a, quote, inappropriate relationship with Williams to fill the void left by her workaholic husband. But Mrs. McDonnell spoke to the governor by phone 130 times between April and December of 2011 versus 91 calls to Johnny Williams. From January of 2012 to February of 2013, she spoke to her husband 178 times by phone versus 73 calls with Williams. The former Star Scientific CEO has testified that he liked both the McDonnells, but would get annoyed with Maureen's late evening texts and phone calls. The phone records also show that Mrs. McDonnell spoke to the governor less than a minute before she called her stockbroker to sell her $15,000 worth of Star Scientific stock at the end of 2011. She repurchased it days later in 2012, avoiding state reporting requirements. Mrs. McDonnell also made brief phone calls to her husband during and after a meeting at the governor's mansion with Williams, health department officials, and a VCU doctor to discuss anatoblock research. Craig Carper, WCVE News.